And a pleasant good evening to you from AIB in Des Moines as we get set for non-conference women's and men's basketball. The Dort College Defenders and AIB Eagles set to do battle. The Dort College Defender women come into tonight's contest with a 3-1 record, identical to the AIB Eagles. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of tonight's contest. Let's take a closer look at these two teams before we get to Coach Craig Steensma and his thoughts and comments on today's contest. Let's begin with AIB. They're 3-1 with wins over Ottawa, Dakota State, and Waldorf. They have a non-conference loss to Morningside on their schedule. Eagles average right at 70 points per game. It allows 76 points per contest and are making 34.7% of the field goals they attempt, while opponents convert 40.6% of their field goals. AIB is getting out rebounded 44.2 to 42.0, and turnovers are dead even at 22.5, forced and committed. Megan Howard averages a team-high 13.8 points per game with 5 of 14 three-point shooting so far this season with 3 rebounds. Morgan Hansen is good for 12.8 points per game and a team-high 7.3 rebounds. Ariel Hunter averages 10.3 points per game and 5 rebounds, and Jonica Nash puts up 11.3 points per game. Kristen Jones is second on the team with 7 rebounds per game, and she scores 7.3 points per contest. For the Defenders, they're 3-1 this season with a loss to Jamestown. They have wins over York, Valley City State, and Grandview. The Defenders convert 74 points per game and allow 60.2 points per contest. The Defenders are converting 41.4% of the field goals they take and out-rebound teams 37 to 36.2. Dort College has gotten to the free throw line 110 times through 4 games and have made 86, while foes have gotten to the free throw line 70 times and made 59. Kara Van Dyke leads the team with a 14.3 points per game average, and she also takes down 9 rebounds per contest. Elise Marish is averaging 15.3 points per game, and she takes down 4 rebounds per game. Jamie Cook rounds out the double-digit scores with a 12.3 points per game average, and she has gotten to the free throw line a team-high 27 times and has converted 19 of them. Danelle Bone and Jessica Jelsma average 7 and 6 points respectively, and Bone is the top three-point shooter with 7 made in 19 attempts. I had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier this evening about today's contest between AIB and Dort College. And let's check in now with Coach Craig Steensma and that interview. Let's talk with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the AIB Eagles in non-conference basketball play. And the last time that we'll say that, at least for now, as you prepare for your conference opener with Midland on Saturday. First of all, Coach, this AIB team, second time in a week that you're in Des Moines. You played Grandview a week ago. How would you settle for similar results here this evening?
One on the road, we'd love to come out of here with a win, and we want to try to build on the momentum that we created last week Tuesday playing Grandview.
What are you doing well right now, about 2 or 3 weeks into the season in terms of games?
Taking care of the ball and running the floor well. I think defending pretty well, although this team is really, really quick, so we'll have to do a great job defensively, but being a good execution team on offense right now.
AIB, a team that you have played other seasons. Them 2 years ago down here got beat. They came up to Sioux Center last year. You were able to get them. They're off to a 3-1 start, if all my stats are correct. What do you know about AIB?
Well, they're very quick, and they have some good guards, and they like to penetrate. They're shooting a ton of foul shots, so I think they get to the line a lot. They're very good at isolating players and having them attack one-on-one. They score a lot of points, and they get to the free throw line a lot. So it'll be a tough task for us this evening.
You have been without Jasmine Skelhaus for a while. How close is she to getting back into games?
She'll be for the first time, so we're excited to let her get out on the floor and do some things. And she's had probably a week and a half of practices now to some varying degrees where she's now being able to go through a full practice. So she has looked very good so far in practice. So she's excited, we're excited, and we need to get her into the mix before the conference season starts.
You have success tonight if you
defend.
Pretty simple formula, as Coach Craig Steensma alluded to. Just simply play defense, and he feels pretty good about his team chances. Let's talk with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defender. And we did that once already, so we don't have to hear it again. The Dort College Defenders and AIB Eagles completing their warm-ups. And the Dort College defenders have actually retreated to their locker room and getting their final instructions. AIB in their home white jerseys completing their warm-ups. Dort women lead this series 2-1. The defenders scored an 87-34 win last season in Sioux Center on November 14. Kara Van Dyke had 22 points. Kayla Burkeis had 19 while converting 5 of 7 three-point shots. Elise Marish scored 16, and Dort College had a 66-48 rebounding advantage. AIB College led in that contest 56-12 at halftime. Most recent action for AIB, they beat Ottawa Saturday by a score of 71-64 after trailing 42-31 at the end of the first half. The Eagles had a 40-22 edge in the second half and held Ottawa to 23.5% shooting. AIB had a 45-33 rebounding advantage. Hanson led the team with 11 rebounds. Nash and Howard each had 4 assists. Dort College hasn't played since beating Grandview 1 week ago, 70-49. Defenders led start to finish and were up 28-15 at halftime. Kara Van Dyke had a team-high 17 points to go with 11 rebounds. Jimmy Cook had 13 points and Marish had 10. The defenders had a 40-31 rebounding advantage. Dort College forced the Vikings into 21 turnovers. Back with a look at starting lineups right after this.
Keep it.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the host school, the AIB Eagles. They will start number 22, Tanya Kaufman, a 5'7 senior from Stoddard, Wisconsin. She's averaging 8.3 points per game. Jonica Nash is a 5'5 junior from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, averaging 11.3 points per outing. Megan Howard is a 5'5 senior from Elkhart, Iowa, averaging 13.8 points per game. Number 30 is Kristen Jones, a 6'2 sophomore from Detroit, Michigan, averages 7.3 points per game. And Morgan Hansen is a 5'10 senior from Dayton, Iowa, averaging 12.8 points per contest. We will get to the Dort College starting lineup in just a moment. We will be pausing momentarily for our national anthem from the AIB Gymnasium, home of the Eagles. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. While we go through some of the other announcements, the starters for Dort College, number 15, Danelle Bone, a 5'7 senior from Sibley, Iowa, averages 7 points per game. Jessica Gelsma is a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 6 points per outing. Robin Blount is a 5'9 sophomore from St. Paul, Minnesota, averaging 2 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 14.3 points. And here's our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders rounding out their starting lineup is Elise Marish, a 5'11 senior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 15.3 points per game. So for the defenders, again, it'll be Bone, Gelsma, Blount, Van Dyke, and Marish. For AIB, it'll be Kaufman, Nash, Howard, Jones, and Hansen. AIB is coached by Jerry Kindheart, while the Dort College defenders are coached by Craig Steensma in his seventh season at the helm for the Dort College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. This is the first of two basketball games that we'll be broadcasting this evening on KDCR. The second contest will be the men's contest between Dort College and AIB. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from a variety of businesses in Northwest Iowa. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. If the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Let's take one more time out. We'll be back with the opening tip from Des Moines right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. The Dort College defenders have taken the floor in their road black jerseys with gold numbers trimmed out in white. AIB Eagles in their patriotic-looking jerseys, white jerseys, with red numbers trimmed out in blue, and they have blue piping down the sides. We are set for basketball. Kara Van Dyke to jump it up against Kristen Jones, and the opening tap is controlled by AIB. Eagles have the basketball. Robin Blount on the defense. Dort College opening up in man-to-man defense. Shot on the way. No good by Jones. Rebound cleared out by Marish. Here come the Dort College defenders. Jelsma ahead of the pack. It goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Comes back right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Gives into the corner. Blount. Blount shakes left. Goes right. And she's called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to AIB. So Dort College unable to get a shot on their first possession of the basketball game. And the AIB Eagles have the basketball. Bringing it up is Nash. Nash goes left side, comes back, gets the basketball at the top of the key, guarded there by Blount. Look for the high post pass. Instead, they come back out to the perimeter where the basketball is Kaufman. Kaufman to Nash. Nash's pass intended for Jones. Taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke driving the other way, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Steal and layup by Kara Van Dyke. And the Dort College defenders have a 2-0 lead. Dort College on the board first, 2-0. AIB basketball. They pass it left side. With it is Nash. Nash drives in, draws the double team, kicks it over to Jones. Jones shot no good. Rebound tapped. Unable to come up with it. AIB comes up with it. With a hand on it was Robin Blount. No three-pointer from the perimeter. No good. And the ball bounces up over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Automatic out of bounds as it passes over the top of the backboard. And the North College defenders have the ball. North College leading 2-0. Dort College with it, right side pass over to Marish. Marish with it on the baseline, comes to Blount. Blount driving in and a holding foul called on Tanya Kaufman. Kaufman whistled for foul number one. That's team foul number one on AIB. And Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Donnell Bone. Bone swings it in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke around to the top of the key, Blount. Blount with the basketball, left wing to Marish. Marish dumps it underneath Jelsma, kick out pass, Blount. Blount into the corner, Bone. Bone open three from the corner, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Nash. Nash with the basketball, she brings it up for AIB. High dribble across the half-court stripe. She's guarded there by Blount. Picks up her, she's got her dribble on the right wing, now picks it up, passes back over to Hansen. Hansen jumper left side, 12-footer, good. 2-2 our score. Quickly up the floor, Robin Blount. Blount drives in, and she's going to be called for steps again as she didn't get the ball on the deck before she took it hard to the basket. And the turnover gives the basketball back to AIB. AIB and Dort College tied up 2-2. Jonica Nash with the basketball. Nash comes up with it. She's got it in between the circles. Now on the left side, guarded by Blount. Pass comes over to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Her shot from the left elbow is good. Jones makes it 4-2. AIB in front. Pass right side over to Blount. Blount with the basketball. Gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries to thread the needle. She does to Marish. Marish loses it, though. Out of bounds. And for Dort College, that's three turnovers already here in the first 2 minutes and 18 seconds of this basketball game. Dort College not taking care of the ball right now. AIB brings it up. This is Nash. Nash with it on the left side. Picks up her dribble. A step inside the three-point line. Gets the return pass. Now does Nash. Nash guarded by Blount. Nash on the left elbow, kicks it off left side, gets the return pass. Dort College in man-to-man. Nash gets around Blount. Jumper, no good. Weak side rebound, though, Jones. Jones shot, no good. Gets her own rebound back, no good. But a foul on the rebound. That's going to go on Elise Marish. And Kristen Jones will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Her team leads 4-2. So Jones will go to the free throw line. This season, she has made 9 of 12 free throws. Her first free throw is up and good. She's got another one on the way. Trying to stretch it out to a 4-point lead. Kim Cruz into the contest, checking out. Kim Cruz will check into the contest. Checking out is Robin Blount. Shot on the way, no good, but an offensive rebound. Getting in to get the offensive rebound is Morgan Hansen. Hansen dumps it off, and now we've got a foul called on the perimeter against the North College defenders. That's going to go on Jessica Gelsman. That's foul number two on her. I beg your pardon, foul number one on her. Team foul number two on the defenders. Don't want to give you a heart attack. Pass goes right side. Shot on the way is up and good. Baseline jumper by Morgan Hansen makes it 7-2. And AIB out to a quick lead. Pass right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front. Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Comes back left side. Gelsman. Gelsman to Marish. Marish underneath. And another turnover by the defenders. Four turnovers out of their first five trips down the floor. And Orr College has to wake up on offense. Orr College opening up a 2-2-1. Press defense, bringing it up will be AIB. Nash with it in the backcourt. AIB basketball, they go left side over to Howard. Howard comes back to Kaufman. Kaufman to Nash. Nash puts it on the floor, splits the defense, puts it up. Too strong, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's loose. And down on the baseline, picking it up is Bone. Bone with it on the baseline, and she's going to call a timeout. So North College has to expend a timeout to save the possession with 16:44 left to play in this first half. Dort College trails it 7-2. Dort College uses a 30-second timeout. So a rough start for the defenders. Too many turnovers. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Gelsma passes right side, gets the return pass over to Cruz. Cruz swing pass left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor, drives into the lane. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Morgan Hansen, a late incoming over on the help defense, and Van Dyke, a 91% free throw shooter, will shoot a pair with North College trailing 7-2. 16:32 left to play in the first half. First free throw on the way for Van Dyke. This one's up and good. Marish checks out, Gelsma checks out, Cook and Skelhaas check in. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke, trying to make it a 7-4 ball game, and she does so. Van Dyke with a pair of free throws. She's got all 4 points for the defenders thus far. Eagles basketball in the backcourt. This is Nash. Nash with a left hand. Pass over the top, and the ball is thrown away. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College's press defense paying dividends as they force a turnover. Van Dyke will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the ball in between the circles. She goes right side over to Bone. Bone gives it up. Cook. Cook on the right elbow, and she puts it on the floor, and swiping it away is Megan Howard. Howard quickly up the floor. She passes right side. Return the pass underneath, and might have been a travel. And it is a travel called on the AIB Eagles, Morgan Hansen. Hansen whistled for traveling. North College gets the ball back. Bringing it up is Skelhaas. Skelhaas with it on the right wing. First action of the year for Skelhaas, coming off a knee injury. And we have a reach-in foul called on Jonica Nash. Nash whistled for the personal. Team foul number 3 on AIB. No one on either team with more than one foul. Kim Cruz will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Cruz gets it inbounded. She throws it right side over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas comes back right wing to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking underneath, nothing there. Now Cruz. Cruz to Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Kick out. Three-pointer on the way. Van Dyke missed it. No good. Rebound loose, taken away by Cook. Cook to Skelhaas. Skelhaas right side. Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Comes back, left side intended for Bone, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball in front of the scorer's tables. Skelhaas with the basketball in between the circles out front. Picks up her dribble, double team, lays it off for Cruz, and we've got a foul coming over the help. Defense was Megan Howard, and Howard's going to be called for the personal foul. Howard picks up foul number 4 for the AIB Eagles as a team. Abby Chapman checks into the ballgame, a sophomore for the Defenders. So Dort College going to the bench early and often in this one, trailing 7-4. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Chapman at the top of the key. Chapman passes left side, Skelhaus, ball fake. Comes back over to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. And we've got a hand check called on AIB. I believe that goes on Kristen Jones. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number five on AIB. Five different players have one foul each for AIB. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low for Cook. Cook in the lane. Her shot off the back iron, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken on the baseline by Van Dyke, but she's unable to maintain control of it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB over the basketball. 7-4, AIB up by three. 15 minutes remaining in the first half. And a reach-in foul called on Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus whistled for the foul in the backcourt. AIB will inbound the basketball again, this time on the sideline. Dort College in a 2-2-1 full-court press. Nash, pass comes left side over to Howard. Howard tries to pass it underneath, and we've got a kick called on the defenders. Howard trying to dump it off, and it gets kicked by the defenders. AIB with the basketball. Comes over to Nash. Nash into the corner. Howard. Howard misses. Short, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor. All holding held ball. It'll be an alternating position call. Dort College will have it. So Dort College throwing the ball in. This will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it inbounded to Skelhaus. Skelhaus across half court. Skelhaus goes right side. Passes it over to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz high post to Cook. Cook has it taken away. Here comes Howard. Howard back the other way. Her team leading 7-4. Shot in the lane by Jones is waved off. As they say, she traveled with the basketball first. Checking into the contest now for the Dort College defenders will be Micah Holst. Holst gets her position on the block. Skelhaus passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman, step back three, on the way, no good, off the heel. Rebound taken down by Cook. Cook with the basketball. She comes back over to Chapman. Chapman looks for the penetration on the right side. Comes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Cruz. Cruz to Cook. Cook looking down low for Holst. Holst spin the other way with the left hand. It's up and good. Micah Holst started to spin right, and you'd heard me telling her from up in the booth, well away from the action, you got to spin the other way, and she did so. AIB with the basketball, leading by a point. Dort College on a 4-0 run. AIB opened by getting up 7-2. So Dort College on a 4-0 run. Pass into the lane, Jones. Jones has it poked away by Cook. Out of bounds. It'll be AIB basketball. Jelsma's back in, Skelhaus is out, Newman is in, Cruz is out on the floor for the defenders. Then you've got Newman, Jelsma, Chapman, Holst, and Cook. Ball inbounded to Jones. Jones goes over the top of Holst for the two-point basket. Dort College trails 9-6. Up the floor with it is Cook. Cook tries to feed it underneath Holst, taken away. Jelsma comes up with it, gets it away to Cook. Cook with the right hand from the left side, good. Two-point basket by Jamie Cook, and the two teams swapping buckets. Dort College trailing 9-8, AIB basketball. Howard has it out front. She sets the offense for the Eagles. AIB in between the circles, picks up her dribble. She passes right side over to Jones. Jones gives it up into the corner to Nash. Nash down to the baseline. And stepping on the baseline is Nash out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Nash planted to spin on the baseline and gets called for stepping on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball with a chance to take the lead. Jelsma passes right side Chapman. Chapman looking down low for Holst. Chapman looking for someone to pass to. She's pinned on the baseline, throws it away to Jelsma. And the foul called on Dort College and Emily Newman. Newman whistled for foul number one. Team foul number three on the defenders, so AIB has the basketball back. 12:52 left to play in this first half. Nash off to the races, gets across the midcourt stripe, and she either traveled with it or double dribbled. She had it at midcourt, got a little out of control, spun across the half-court stripe, and gets called for the travel violation. North College with the basketball, Jelsma. Jelsma passes it back over to Hulst. Hulst back over to Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Jelsma passes left side to Newman. Newman loops it underneath for Hulst. Hulst with the left hand, blocked, out of bounds by Jones. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in is Chapman. Chapman looking. Gets it into Jelsma. Jelsma, Marish. Marish on the left elbow. Marish is going to be called for traveling. Elise Marish with the travel violation from the left elbow. The two teams turnover prone here in the first 7-plus minutes. Dort College trailing 9-8. Pass into the front court with a basketball is Hansen. Hansen has the basketball. She gives it up Nash. Nash goes back left side over to Hansen. Hansen puts it up, and it's blocked by Hulst, but a foul called on Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst whistled for the personal foul. It's team foul number 5 on the defenders. Free throws on the way for Morgan Hansen. She was fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot 2 free throws. First one is up and down. She's got 5 points. Another free throw on the way for Hansen. Hansen with 5 points already, averaging 12.8 points per game. Another free throw on the way for Morgan Hansen. This one is up and good as well. So Hansen makes them both, and AIB is back in front by 3 at 11-8. 12 minutes left to go in this first half. Pass underneath Hulst. Hulst loses it in the lane. Now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be AIB basketball. Jones and Hulst got tangled up. And the alternating possession gives the basketball back to AIB. So the jump ball gives AIB the basketball. With it on the left side is Nash. Nash comes out front to Hansen. Hansen over the basketball, gives it up. Shot on the way, no good, but a blocking foul called on the defenders and Newman. I believe Newman has just picked up her second personal foul. So 2 free throws on the way for Jones. Jones is 1-for-2 tonight from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. Morgan Hansen has 6. That's how you would count for the 11 points on the board for AIB. That first free throw is good by Jones, so she now has 6 points. Another free throw coming. This one's up and good as well. 3-for-4 is Jones from the charity stripe. Dort College trails 13-8, 11:40 left to play in the first half. Pass comes to Marish. Marish, drop step, shot in the lane, no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Morgan Hansen. That's number 2 on her. Free throws on the way for Dort College and Elise Marish. Marish will shoot a pair. Dort College trailing 13-8, an opportunity to cut into the lead. First free throw by Marish is off the heel, no good. Another free throw coming for Marish. Hulst is out. Van Dyke is in. Newman, Marish, Jelsma, and Bone on the floor for the defenders. Another free throw on the way for Marish. This one's up and good. Marish makes 1 of 2 free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail 13-9. Nash into the front court for AIB. She's got it with the left hand onto the baseline, cut off by Van Dyke. They come back out front to Ariel Hunter. Out front, Nash. Nash in between the circles, mismatch. She's going to drive in, and now a foul called away from the ball. And I believe that's going to be on Newman. If it is on Newman, that's number 3 on her. I've got it as 3 at least for Emily Newman. And it is 3 fouls on Emily Newman. A 1-and-1 opportunity coming. And the missed free throw by Ariel Hunter. Dort College comes back the other way. Newman, jumper in the lane, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Marish. Marish muscles it up and in. Elise Marish with 3 points. And the Dort College defenders back to within 2 at 13-11. 11 minutes left to play in the first half. 2-point basket by Nash, no good. Missed it off the heel. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Jelsma. Jelsma loops it left side over to Bone. Bone back to Jelsma. Jelsma looking. She's got it on the left wing, double team, gets caught up in the air, comes back over to Jelsma, 17-footer, rims it, good. Two-point basket for Marish. She's got 5 points, and we're tied at 13. 10:37 left to play in this first half. Nash with the basketball. She goes left side over to Kaufman. Kaufman with it on the wing. Kaufman gives it to Hunter. Hunter in between the circles, goes back right side over to Howard. Howard dumps it underneath Kaufman. Kaufman off of the glass with a left hand, good. Tanya Kaufman with the two-point basket. Dort College trails 15-13. Jelsma head to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the right hand. In and out. No good. Halfway down. Pops back out. Here comes AIB. AIB basketball with an opportunity to build on the two-point lead. Pass out front. Hunter. Hunter with the basketball. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Kaufman. Kaufman with the basketball. Down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Jessica Jelsma. That's number two on Jelsma. Free throws on the way for Tanya Kaufman. Kaufman, a 75% free throw shooter entering the game. First free throw on the way is up, and it's off the heel, no good. AIB so far this evening, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Blount will check into the contest. Second free throw by Kaufman, trying to stretch the lead back to 3. 9:55 left to go. This one's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. So Kaufman misses on both free throw attempts. Here comes Dort College. Right side pass, Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side, Blount. Blount drives in and has it stripped away from her. Goes out of bounds, last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will have the basketball side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in, Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking, finds Marish on the baseline, kicks it over to Blount. Blount, 12-footer off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. Now the ball is down on the floor, jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will get the basketball back on the alternating possession. Coming up with it is Van Dyke. She'll throw it in right side of the lane. Down on the baseline as we face the hoop. 15-13, AIB in front by 2. Just past the midpoint of this first half. Van Dyke gets it in, pounded to Skelhaas. Skelhaas kicks it over to Blount. Blount, swing pass right side, Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right wing. Comes back out front, Bone. Bone, 3, off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish kick out Blount. Blount to Bone. Bone gives into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound cleared out by AIB. AIB into the front court. This is Howard. Howard driving in. Kick out pass, left side, 3 on the way. Missed everything, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Howard. Howard grabs the loose ball after the air ball shot. And now Dort College throws it away on the other end, trying for the pressing the issue. Was Dort College with a long pass ahead to Robin Blount. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB basketball. Driving in is Nash. Nash to Hunter. Hunter is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke, that's foul number 1. Free throws on the way for Ariel Hunter. This time she'll shoot 2. And from here on out, it'll be a 2-shot bonus for AIB. This is a shooting foul. First free throw by Hunter is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Hunter. 8:55 left to go in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Hunter. And she makes it. So Hunter makes them both. She's averaging 10.3 points per game off of the bench. She's got 2 so far today. Back the other way, Van Dyke settles for a 3-point basket, and Howard takes away the rebound. Coming up with it is Nash. Nash into the front court. Nash with the left-handed dribble, drives the lane, puts it up. Shot is good. Jonica Nash with the 2-point basket. Makes it 21-13. Dort College is down 8. Goes over to Bone. Bone on the wing. Now up front, Cruz. Cruz looking for the elbow pass. Marish isn't open. Instead, they go Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Marish. Marish with the right hand from the left side, no good, but a foul on the play called on AIB and Shelby Cooper. Cooper whistled for the personal. Two free throws on the way. For Dort College's Elise Marish. Marish with 5 points so far tonight. Dort College trails 21-13. Dort College has some ground to make up. First free throw is good. Another free throw coming. Next free throw on the way for Marish is up and good. So Marish makes them both. She's got 7 points. And we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College will use a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyers, and Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And now we have a someone not checking in. So a technical foul on the bench, evidently. Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. First one is up and good. I don't know if we had an illegal substitution. First free throw by Van Dyke is good. She's got five. Misses the second one. And AIB will have the basketball. No exchange of possession there, so AIB had the basketball. Will resume play. Dort College trailing 21-16. 8:17 remaining in the first half. AIB with the basketball. They pass it left side. Long pass over the top. Howard. Howard gives it up to Nash. Nash with the basketball on the right wing. Comes back over to Howard. Howard with the basketball. Howard gives it up. At the top of the key with the ball is Kaufman. Kaufman passes right side. Kaufman, swing it, left side, three on the way, is up, no good. Rebound, Nash chases it down in the right corner. Nash with the basketball, draws some contact, shot no good, but she's fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Skelhaas. Skelhaas whistled for her second personal. And that is team foul number 10 on the defenders, and AIB will be shooting double bonus free throws from here on out. That was a shooting foul, and Jonathan Nash will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good for Nash. Nash has 3 points. Another free throw on the way for Nash. Nash averaging 11.3 points per contest, 7:49 left to go in this first half. This free throw is up and good, so Nash makes them both. She's got 4 points, and AIB leads 23-16. With the right side, they come over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up into the corner to Cruz. Cruz drives in, right-handed layup, left side is good. Kim Cruz with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 23-18, or trails, I should say, 23-18. And answering back is Megan Howard with a field goal. As she drove in from the baseline, Dort College trails 25-18. Bone, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB with the basketball. AIB driving in. It's taken away by Bowen. Bowen with the drive on the right side. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish gives it up. Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side. Cruz. Cruz three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by AIB and Nash. Nash with the basketball. Nash in between the circles. She gets the return pass now. Nash goes right wing to Morgan Hansen. Three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Howard. Howard comes back over to Nash. Nash with it in between the circles. Nash in between the circles picks up her dribble. Dort College has gone to a zone, it appears. Looks like a 1-2-2. AIB basketball. Kaufman, Kaufman, Howard. Howard layup good. Megan Howard with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 27-18. Back the other way is Bone. Danelle Bone is fouled on the layup attempt, and Bone will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 27-18, Dort College is down by 9, and Danelle Bone will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws and try to cut into the 9-point lead. Danelle Bone, a 60% free throw shooter, makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw coming for Danelle Bone, the senior from Sibley, Iowa. Michael Hulse checks in, Jamie Cook checks in, Kim Cruz and Jessica Jelsma on the floor along with Bone. Second free throw up, hangs on the rim and drops through for Bone. Danelle Bone makes it 27-20, AIB in front by 7, 6:20 left to play in the first half. With it on the left side, AIB basketball. They go right side over to Jones. Jones, the runner, off the side of the backboard, no good. Ball's loose, and it's picked up by Cook, and it could be a kick, I believe. A kick called on Ariel Hunter. So Hunter kicks the basketball while she's on her backside, trying to regain possession of it. So Dort College will have it. Throwing the ball in will be Jamie Cook. Cook ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball, 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College is down 7 with a chance to cut into the lead. Pass goes into the corner, Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone comes back right side to Hulst. Hulst, kick out pass, and we've got a travel violation called on Micah Hulst. So Hulst turns it over on the pass underneath. 5:51 left to go. AIB basketball. Jonica Nash will take it across half court. Nash picks up her dribble. She passes right side, looking underneath for Hunter is Jones. Instead, Hunter comes out to the elbow, fires it up from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook to Jelsma. Jelsma ahead to Cook. Jamie Cook with the basketball. Cook gives it underneath Hulst. Hulst, kick out pass. Back to Jelsma. Jumper in the lane from 10, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose, and now a foul called on the rebound on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for a third personal, and free throws on the way for AIB. Double bonus free throws for the AIB Eagles. On the floor for Dort College, Jamie Cook, Micah Hulst, Danelle Bone, Jessica Jelsma, and Kim Cruz. Shooting free throws for AIB right now, Tanya Kaufman. Also on the floor is Jones, Hunter, Nash, and Howard. First free throw is up and through for Kaufman. Kaufman now 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. She's got another one coming. She can stretch it out to a 9-point advantage with a made free throw here for AIB. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 29-20 our score. 4 points for Kaufman. Jelsma out front. Cruz. Cruz over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone to Cook. Cook with it on the right elbow. Comes back right side. Comes back left side. Jelsma on the left wing on the swing pass. Looking for the reversal again is Cruz. Cruz underneath to Cook. Double team. Back over to Bone. Bone gives into the corner. Jelsma. Jelsma. Bone. Bone. Three-pointer. Rainbow. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. 4:49 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, AIB, controlling the early going in this one. Still a long ways to go, obviously, but nearing halftime, and AIB is up by 9. Dort College would like to trim that down a little bit before we get to halftime. And taken by Hunter. Hunter with the basketball back over to Kaufman. Kaufman gives it up. Nash. Nash drives, and she's called for steps. Dort College gets the basketball back on the turnover. So the Dort College defenders get the basketball back. Dort College trailing 29-20. Dort College and AIB will go to their timeout huddle. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Jelsma passes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the baseline. Go high post. Cook. Cook with it. Double team. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor on the left wing. Looking for the pass down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound cleared out by AIB coming away with it is Howard. Howard into the front court. Jonica Nash. Nash in between the circles. 4 minutes remaining. Pass comes right side to Kaufman. Kaufman. Howard. Howard drives in with a left hand. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Donnell Bone. Bone whistled for the personal. Free throws on the way for AIB and Megan Howard. Howard to shoot a pair. So Howard will shoot two. First free throw on the way for Howard. This one's up. No good. Howard averaging 6 points per ball game. 3:55 remaining. First half of play. AIB 29, Door College 20. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Howard makes it a 10-point ball game at 30-20. Right side pass, Jelsma. AIB with their first double-digit lead of the ball game. Into the corner it goes to Chapman. Chapman tries to lob it underneath for Van Dyke, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball in the corner. With it is Jamie Cook. Cook throws it in over the top to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball out front. Van Dyke underneath Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drives in. Spin move, and she's going to be called for traveling. Turnover whistled against the Dort College defenders. It'll be Dort College on defense now. AIB with the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. And an opportunity to build up on the 30-20 lead. AIB with the basketball in the backcourt. Nash, and Nash travels with it. So Nash travels with the basketball. Dort College gets it back. Throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop is Donnell Bone. Bone looking to throw it in, gets it in to Jelsma. Jelsma spots up, three, too strong, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Van Dyke. Van Dyke put back is good. Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got seven. Dort College trails 30-22. Nash drops it off for Jones. Jones shot no good, but the trail official calls the foul. I believe they're going to call Abby Chapman with that foul. So Abby Chapman whistled for the personal. For Chapman, that's number one. Marish will check into the ballgame. So two free throws on the way for Jones. Jones 3-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 4-for-5. Marish is in. Cook is out. 3:21 left to go in the half. Elise Marish checks into the contest. On the floor for the defenders now, it's Marish, Van Dyke, Chapman, Bone, and Jelsma. Kristen Jones' free throw is up and good. Jones makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 32-22. Into the front court is Jelsma. Man-to-man defense applied by the Eagles on this possession. They dump it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke, basket is good. Van Dyke able to take it up against Kristen Jones. Kara Van Dyke with 9 points. Dort College trails 32-24. Shot on the way by Kaufman. Jones, that is. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Dort College with an opportunity to cut in the 8-point lead. Van Dyke, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Jones. Jones hands it off. Nash. Nash with the basketball into the front court. Nash with a left hand driving in, puts it up. Wild shot, no good. Rebound corralled by Jones. Jones on the baseline. Her shot, no good. Rebound taken away. Weak side by Nash. Nash with the basketball dribbles out of traffic. Now she brings it to the top of the key. Comes back right side. Kaufman. Kaufman drives in. And a charging foul called on Kaufman. Jelsma sets up and takes the charge outside of the half moon. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back with an opportunity to cut into the 8-point lead at 32-24. Bringing the basketball up is Skelhaus. Skelhaus in between the circles, comes right side, Bone. Donnell Bone with it. Bone tries to drop it inside, and we've got a kick called on AIB. Megan Howard called for a kick. Dort College will have the basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Throwing the ball in will be Donnell Bone. Bone gives it up, Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Marish. Marish has it taken away. Howard comes up with it. Howard passes over to Nash. Nash into the front court for the Eagles. She passes left side. Hunter. Hunter, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaus. Skelhaus over to Bone. Bone with it. Drops inside Marish. Marish shot no good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by AIB. Dort College with a couple opportunities to cut into the 8-point lead. Have failed to do so. Driving in is That's Nash, and Nash will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. Fouls goes on Skelhas. Skelhas whistled for the personal, and I believe that's number three on her. And Dort College now has three players with three fouls each. They are Skelhas, Newman, and Jelsma. First free throw is good. First free throw on the way for Nash. She makes the first of two free throw attempts. She's got 5 points. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. Nash with six. Dort College leads 34 to 24. Well, the basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas over to Bone. Bone gives it right corner to Van Dyke. A foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Hunter, I believe. Hunter whistled for the personal. And a free throw situation coming here for Dort College and Elise Marish. Elise Marish whistled for her, Hunter whistled for the foul. Marish to the free throw line to shoot two. Marish makes the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw for Marish is up and good. 34-26, Marish makes both free throws. She's got nine, and the defenders playing defense. Right side pass is Howard. Howard on the elbow. Howard looking, gives it away to Hunter. Hunter back over to Howard. Howard with the basketball. 120 and counting, first half. Left side pass, Jones to Howard. Howard deep left corner, trying to back her way and lost her footing. It's taken away by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball ahead to Marish. Marish tries to dump it off, and Hunter touches it as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jamie Cook will check in for this offensive possession. Dort College in punting right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman, the sophomore from Colorado, throwing it in. They get it in to Cook. Cook, layup, no good. Rebound tipped, and now we've got a foul called on the rebound against Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook whistled for the personal foul. And I believe we'll walk the other way and shoot more free throws. This will be for free throws 22 and 23 for AIB in this half. Dort College has shot 12 free throws, so a combined 37 free throws shot here in the first half. Jones makes the first free throw. By my count now, 6 of 7 from the charity stripe. She's got another one coming. This one's off the heel, bounces around, and falls through. Kristen Jones makes it a 10-point ball game again at 36 to 26. Skelhas passes it to Cook. Cook with the basketball back to Skelhas. Sets, fires three. Can't get it to go. Dort College has not made a three-pointer yet. Ball tapped out by Cruz and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball with under a minute remaining in this half. So throwing the ball in is AIB. Tanya Kaufman. Kaufman gets it inbounded to Nash. Nash with the basketball. Nash in between the circles. She passes right side to Jones. Jones with the basketball dumps it off for Kaufman. Kaufman in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebounds down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. Well, actually, the AIB player was in contact with the basketball as she was laying on the baseline. So Dort College gets the ball back, trailing by 10. And they can hold for the last shot, or very near the end of the game clock if they so desire. 3 second difference, shot clock, game clock. Chapman tests the waters, nothing there. Back over to Cruz. Cruz shovels it off to Marish. Marish, jumper, good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot the free throw and try to complete the 3-point play. Checking in will be Hulst. Checking out will be Cook. Dort College trails by 8, 36 to 28. A free throw situation here for Marish. Elise Marish now has 11 points by my count. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Marish makes the free throw, completing the old-fashioned three-point play. Here comes AIB. Nash with the basketball. Nash at the free throw line. Driving in. Draws contact. No call made. Loose basketball. Picking it up. And getting the shot to go is Shelby Cooper. Cooper with a look what I found basket. York College trails. Three-pointer on the way by Skelhaas, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, AIB 38, York College 29. Let's take a two-minute timeout and be back with more right after this. This is York College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The York College defenders trail 38-29 at halftime of this non-conference women's basketball game. York College led early at 2-0. AIB, though, scored the next 7 points to get up 7-2, and York College has been fighting from behind ever since. York College did manage to tie it at 13-13 with 10:37 left to go in the first half. AIB responded with an 8-0 run to get up 21-13. They've led by as many as 10 on several different occasions. The last time at 36-26, a three-point play by Elise Marish cut it from 36-29. AIB got a bucket right before the halftime buzzer to make it 38-29, and that's where we are at the intermission. York College is led by Elise Marish with 12 points unofficially, while Kristen Jones has 11 to lead AIB. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's check in now with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra and the GPAC report for today.
This is the GPAC report for Tuesday, November 12, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westrup. On your Tuesday GPAC report, the Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week for games played on Saturday have been announced. The Offensive Player of the Week is Theo Bartman, running back from Northwestern. The senior from Rock Valley helped lead the then 19th-ranked Red Raiders to a 38-28 win over top-ranked Morningside at Eveloy Stadium, Corver Field in Orange City. A couple of records in the game for him, a career-high 33 carries, a career-high 4 touchdowns in one game. He also totaled 123 yards in the win for the Red Raiders, who moved up to 13th in the latest NAIA football poll released on Monday. Jake Zylstra, free safety from Northwestern, and Bartman's teammate, is the defensive player of the week. He had 5 tackles and accounted for 3 turnovers in that win against Morningside College. Big plays of the day included a pair of interceptions for Zylstra, one that led to a touchdown that put Northwestern up 14-7, and then as the game was coming down to the wire, he forced a fumble at the 1-yard line to give the ball back to Northwestern, and that sealed the win at Corver Field. Ethan Renner, the punter from Midland, takes the special teams honor. 7 punts on the day at Nebraska Wesleyan, a total of 293 yards. He had a booming average of 41.8 per punt with a long of 58 on the day for Midland. And Ethan Renner is the punter and special teams player of the week. Coming up today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, it is semifinal Tuesday for the Women's Postseason Soccer Tournament. Morningside, the top seed, home at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They will host Midland, and Concordia is at Hastings at 6 o'clock at night at Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings, Nebraska. The winners will meet on Friday in the GPAC Championship. That's your GPAC report on this Tuesday. I'm Corey Westra for the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
We're at halftime. York College trails AIB 38-29. York College 9 of 31 from the floor. AIB 10 for 30. That figures out to 33% for AIB, 29% for the defenders. York College 0 for 12 on three-pointers. AIB 0 of 4. Free throws, AIB 18 of 23. York College 11 of 12. AIB has out-rebounded York College 24-21. York College has committed 12 first-half turnovers to 9 for AIB. Individually for the defenders, 12 points for Elise Marish, 9 points for Kara Van Dyke. 2 points each then for Jamie Cook, Michael Holst, Kim Cruz, and Danelle Bone. For AIB, they're led by Kristen Jones with 11 points, 7 points for Megan Howard, 6 for Jonica Nash, 4 for Tanya Kaufman, 6 for Morgan Hansen, 2 each for Shelby Cooper and Ariel Hunter, for their total of 38. Elise Marish leads York College with 5 rebounds, 3 rebounds for Jamie Cook and Kara Van Dyke, and another 2 for Danelle Bone. Bone also has 1 steal in 15 minutes of play. Kara Van Dyke with a steal, Abby Chapman with a steal. For AIB, rebounding, they're led by Kristen Jones with 5. Jonica Nash has 5. 4 for Megan Howard, 2 for Shelby Cooper, 2 for Tanya Kaufman. AIB led by Nash and Howard with 3 assists, and Howard also credited with 2 steals. She did not leave the floor in the first half, nor did Jonica Nash. AIB 38, Dort College 29. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Earlier today, the Dort College volleyball team in the top 25 NAI coaches poll. Dort College moves up 3 spots from number 16 to number 13 after going 1-1 last week. A 5-set loss to Northwestern. Dort College with an opportunity to avenge that tomorrow evening in the GPAC semifinals. That's a match you can hear on KDCR beginning at 7:20 with our pre-match coverage and first serve at 7:30 from the Boltman Center in Orange City. Dort College trailing 38-29 at halftime of this women's basketball game. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Tonight's broadcast of Dort College Basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig is a broker. And by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Back with the second half of action from Des Moines right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing AIB 38-29, both teams out of the locker room getting set for the second half of action. From here, the Dort College Defenders travel to Fremont, Nebraska on Saturday for GPAC basketball play. The Dort College Defenders opening up Great Plains Athletic Conference play. There'll be a 1 o'clock start time. Adjust your schedules due to possibility of Midland hosting the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship volleyball match on Saturday. They've bumped those start times up. 1 and 3 o'clock. Now, if by chance Midland isn't hosting on Saturday, I don't know if they'll change it back to 2 and 4 o'clock. But right now we have gone with a 1 and 3 o'clock start time on Saturday in Fremont. Tomorrow night, Dort College Volleyball as the Defenders play the Northwestern Red Raiders in Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round play in volleyball action. And then we won't be back with Dort College Athletics until Saturday when there's lots of things happening. Still have to sort out what we will be doing on Saturday. We will make that decision late Wednesday night or early Thursday. Some of what happens on Wednesday night may determine how we play things out on Saturday. AIB with the basketball as they throw it in. This will be Tanya Kaufman to trigger it. Kaufman gets the ball inbounded to Nash. Nash with the basketball working against Blount. She goes right side on the wing to Hansen. Hansen jumper no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma long pass over the top. Blount. Blount with the basketball reverses it over to Van Dyke. Dort College has yet to make a three-pointer. Van Dyke loses the basketball and it's kicked out of bounds by Nash. It'll be Dort College basketball on the kick out of bounds by Nash. Robin Blount to throw it in on the sideline. So Robin Blount to trigger it in 18 seconds on the shot clock. They hand it off to Jelsma. Jelsma working it around to the top of the key. Nothing there. Looking down low for Marish. Marish spins into the lane. Kick out pass. Blount. Blount over to Bone. Bone three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken away by Tanya Kaufman. Kaufman with the basketball. Kaufman quickly up the floor. And the ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. 19:21 remaining in the ball game. AIB throwing it in. They get it into Nash. Nash with it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it underneath. With the basketball is Hansen. Hansen, two-point basket, is good. Hanson with 8 points, and AIB has opened up their biggest lead of the ballgame at 40-29. Jelsma with the basketball, looking, gets it to Marish. Marish into the lane. Her short jumper from 12 is good. Elise Marish with 14 points. Dort College trails 40-31. With the basketball, Nash. Nash gives it up to Kaufman. Kaufman with the basketball. Kaufman with it on the right side. Gives it up to Nash. Nash back out front. 15-footer is no good by Hanson. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College ahead to Marish. Marish underneath Blount. Blount spins. Her shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Marish. Marish will spot up. Shoots the 12-footer, no good. There for the rebound and the putback attempt, no good by Blount. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke putback, good. A lot of work to get those 2 points. Dort College trails 40-33. Nash with the basketball. They get a double screen out front for Nash. Nash shovels it off inside Jones. Jones shot, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul goes on Dort College. And the foul is going to go on Dort College and Elise Marish. Marish whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number one on the defenders here in this half. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Jones. Jones with the first free throw. 18:09 remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. And Jones misses the second free throw attempt. And Dort College gets the basketball. Bringing the ball up is Jelsma. Jelsma with it across the timeline. She passes right side, gets it over to Danelle Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Comes back, right side. Blount, Blount with the ball. Blount gives it up Jelsma. Jelsma launches the three, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Robin Blount. Blount picks up the personal, her first, team foul number two. 17:55 left to go in this ball game. College trails by eight. Bringing the ball up is Nash. Nash with it on the left wing. She's going to drive baseline. Van Dyke turns at the last instant on the help defense, and she gets rung up for the personal foul. Foul called on Van Dyke. And for Kara Van Dyke, that is number two tonight. Free throws on the way for Nash. Nash with 6 points. And the first one is up and good. Nash now 5 for 5 from the free throw line. AIB shot 23 free throws in the first half. They were 18 of 23. And here in the second half, they are 2 for 4 as Nash makes 1 of 2 free throws. Dort College trails 42-33. Jelsma, three-pointer, and finally one of them's going to go in. Jessica Jelsma with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 42-36. AIB basketball, Nash. Dort College man-to-man defense. Nash with it on the right side, guarded there by Blount. She comes back left side to Hanson. Hanson travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. So the Dort College defenders with the basketball back. After the turnover by AIB, Marish goes over to Bone. Bone, three-pointer, got it. Well, the lid is off the basket now. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. Back-to-back threes for the defenders, and they're back to within three at 42-39. Hunter with the basketball, deep right corner. Passes underneath to Jones. Jones shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court, over to Blount. Blount gathers herself, shot no good, gets her own rebound back, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Blount will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she is fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go on AIB and Ariel Hunter. Two free throws on the way for Robin Blount. So Blount to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Blount is up, no good. Robin having a tough night tonight. Averaging 2 points per ball game. Jamie Cook's checking into the ball game. Marish checks out. And another free throw on the way for Robin Blount. 42-39, AIB with a three-point lead. Dort College trying to trim it. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Long rebound, though, tracked down by Cook. Cook, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke steps back, three, no, decides against it. Jumper on the baseline, no good. And the rebound taken away by Hunter. Hunter fires it over to Nash. Nash wants to run the floor. Nash into the front court. She feeds it off. Howard. Howard, layup, right hand, good. Megan Howard with 9 points. And the North College defenders trail by five again, 44-39. Bowen into the front court, and Bowen is fouled on the play. Danelle Bowen will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two free throws. So free throws on the way for Danelle Bowen. Danelle Bowen with two free throws. She's got 5 points tonight, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 for 7 this season. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Cruz and Skelhaas check in. Blount and Jelsma check out. Another free throw for the senior from Sibley. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So she makes 1 of 2, does Bowen. She's got 6 points. And the defenders trail 44-40. Into the front court is Nash. Nash with it goes right side. Kaufman. Kaufman underneath Howard. Howard shot blocked, but a foul on the play called. Not sure who it's going to go on. That's going to go on Van Dyke, and that is foul number 3 on Van Dyke. Team foul number 4 on the defenders already in this half. 16-13 left to play in this contest. Free throw on the way is up and good for Howard. Howard makes the first free throw. Howard now with 10 points. Second free throw is up and good. So lane violation on AIB. Take the basket away by Howard. It's just as if she didn't shoot it. Andor College will have the basketball trailing by 5. They've been as close as 3 here in the second half. 45-40. Dump it underneath Cook. Let's see if Cook can go to work. She can't. Triple team. Kicks it over to Skelhaas. 3, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Bone. Danelle Bone, left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor. Down to the baseline, drew some contact, no call made. Now they call the foul, and Van Dyke will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot 2. Kara Van Dyke will shoot 2 free throws. Michael Holst will check into the ballgame. I would imagine she will be checking in for the shooter, Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with 11 points so far this evening. She's shooting 2 as she was fouled in the act. First free throw is good. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke. Trying to make it a 3-point ball game. Abby Chapman checks into the ball game. Danelle Bone checks out. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke. Van Dyke free throw is up and good. Van Dyke with 13 points, North College trails 45-42. 15:53 left to play. AIB led by as many as 11 in this half. North College back-to-back threes, got it back to a manageable 5. It's back to 3. That's as close as North College has been. Well, they were close. They were this close once already in this half. Kaufman with the basketball, Dort College in his zone. Comes over to Nash. Nash to Kaufman. Kaufman, Howard. Howard's pass down low, kicked by Cook. They'll reset the shot clock to 15 seconds. AIB basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tossing it in will be Howard. Howard to trigger it. And a holding foul called on Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for her second. And that's team foul number 5 already on the defenders, just 4 minutes and 28 seconds into this half. AIB leading 45-42. They throw over the top. They get it right side over to Nash. Nash beyond the 3-point line. Nash comes back out front. They feed it left side to Hunter. Hunter over the basketball. Right side, Nash. Nash lets fly with the 3 and got it. 3-point basket for Nash. She's got 10. And the defenders trail 48-42. AIB doubling the lead. Pass underneath to Holst, and we've got a hold called on AIB and Jones. Kristen Jones whistled for her second personal. That is team foul number 4 on AIB in this half. Inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. Chapman to Cook. Cook kicks it over to Holst. And Holst is fouled on the way up. I had thought Hulst was going to travel with it and be called for a travel or a jump ball, but as it is, Kristen Jones called for the personal, and that's foul number three on her. Free throws on the way for Micah Hulst. Don't see Jamie Cook pass up open shots very often. That time she did, to pass it to Hulst in the corner. So another free throw on the way. York College trying to cut it down to 4 points. Hulst makes both free throws. That one hung on the rim and fell through. Hulst now with 4 points. And the defenders trail 48-44. Nash with the basketball. She feeds it underneath. Kick out pass, Hunter. Hunter with the basketball, Howard. Howard gives it up right side to Kaufman. Kaufman with it on the right wing. Underneath Howard. Howard travels. York College gets the basketball back. York College with a chance to cut into the four-point lead at 48-44. York College basketball bringing it up will be Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the right wing comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Cruz puts it on the floor. Lob pass down low for Hulst. Hulst puts it up. Too strong off the glass. Rebound taken away by York College. Cruz comes up with it. Goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman, right-handed shot from 15. No good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook to Cruz. Cruz sidesteps the defensive player. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken down by Jones, and now a foul called on the play against Micah Hulst. Foul called on Hulst. That's number two on her. AI beat inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. 14-19 remaining. AIB with the basketball, bringing it up. This is Jonica Nash. Nash has it, and now a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is York College basketball on KDCR.
I work hard.
48-44, our score. York College in front by four with 14-12 remaining. York College led so far by Elise Marish with 14 points. Kristen Jones with 12. Leading AIB. York College has been fighting from behind most of this ball game. They led at 1.2-0. AIB ran off 7 points in a row from there. We were tied again at 13, and York College hasn't been closer than three since. It's four right now, 48-44. Hunter with the basketball on the left side. She comes back over. Comes over to Kaufman. Kaufman looking. Comes right side, Jones. Jones, 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Feels like a critical point of the ballgame for York College. Hulst with a lay-in on the right-hand side. Good. Micah Hulst with a two-point basket. York College trails 48-46. So York College has cut the lead down to two. That's as close as they have been since it was tied 13-13, and AIB retook the lead at 15-13. AIB, they get it underneath. Layup is good. AIB answering with Megan Howard knocking down the short shot. She's got 12 now, and AIB leads 50-46, pending the free throw. 50-46, York College down four. Van Dyke, Marish, Bone, Cruz and Skelhaas on the floor for the defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Three-point play by Megan Howard. And the York College defenders trail by five, 51-46. They fire it underneath for Marish. And Marish is going to be called for traveling. Unable to put the ball on the deck before she moved her foot. Travel violation gives the ball back to AIB. Nash with the basketball at the free throw line. Nash comes right side, Jones. Jones to Hunter. Hunter, baseline jumper, good. Ariel Hunter with 4 points. AIB retaking a 7-point lead at 53-46. Right side with it is Skelhaas. Skelhaas looking, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cruz. Cruz right side, Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives into the corner to Bone. Bone with a basketball on the right wing. Bone looking underneath Marish. Marish puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. It's either going to be on Jones or Hunter. And that is going to go on Jones. That's number four on her. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. 14 points for Marish. Make it 15. She came in averaging 15.3 points per game. So another free throw on the way for Marist, trying to make it a five-point ball game again. 53-47, Dort College is down six. And Marist with another free throw. This one's up, and Marist makes it. Marist makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 53-48. AIB basketball. Nash goes right side, Hunter. Hunter with the ball. Hunter gives it up, Cooper. Cooper driving the lane with the right hand, lays it up, good. Shelby Cooper with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders trail by seven again, 55-48. Marish with the basketball outside, Cruz. Cruz reverses it over the top and throws it away, intended for Van Dyke. 12:25 left to go in regulation. AIB with the lead and the basketball, and they've got control of this game. 55-48, AIB. And AIB will have the basketball. Dort College turns it over. Dort College hampered by turnovers in the first half. Nash drives in. Shot in traffic, no good. Rebound tapped around. Coming down with it is Cooper. And Cooper is fouled on the play by Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal, and Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her fourth personal. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. Free throws on the way for Cooper. This will be a 1-1. So AIB with the lead and shooting free throws. Cooper misses the front end of the 1-1. And Dort College gets the basketball. Marish gets it away to Gelsman. Gelsman to Cruz. Cruz back over to Gelsman. Gelsman dumps it underneath Cook. Cook back outside to Cruz. Cruz, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out. Rebound taken away by Hunter. Ariel Hunter gets it away to Kaufman. Kaufman over the basketball. Kaufman with it on the left wing. Now she comes out front to Nash. Nash looking to Hunter. Hunter, 17-footer, rattles it, no good. Fight for the basketball, taken away by Cook. Cook gets it away, Gelsma. Gelsma quickly up the floor. Gelsma fires it outside Bone. Bone with the basketball, back over to Cruz. Cruz to Cook. Cook with it on the right wing. She comes back right side over to Gelsma. Gelsma, Bone, three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is corralled by AIB and Hunter. Hunter to Nash, 55-48. AIB in front by seven. They've led most of the contest. They fire it out front to Tanya Kaufman. Kaufman goes right side. They feed it underneath. Hunter. Hunter shot good. Ariel Hunter with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 57-48. AIB responding to the Dort College challenge. Dort College had it down to a 2-point ball game. Marish off of the glass, good. Marish with 18. And Dort College trails now 57-50. We have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Des Moines right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. 57-50, Dort College trailing, 10:50 remaining in this ballgame. With the basketball out front is Nash. Nash goes to Cooper. Cooper underneath. They swing it back outside Nash. Cooper to Nash. Nash on the left elbow puts it on the floor against Blount. And a foul called on the play against Robin Blount. Robin Blount whistled for her second personal foul. Nash will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Nash with 10 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 57-50, make it 58-50. AIB has been in control of this one. 10:35 left to go in regulation. This one's off the heel, rattles around, and falls out. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish with the basketball, gives it up Gelsma. Gelsma with it in between the circles. Gelsma comes back over to Blount. Blount gives it up. Marish. Marish with it left side to Gelsma. Gelsma down to the baseline, puts it up. Shot no good with the right hand from the left side. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB with the basketball. Bringing it up is Kaufman. Kaufman in between the circles. She's going to angle it off to the left side. Hands it back off to Nash. Nash working against Blount. 15 to shoot for AIB. Pass comes to Hunter. Hunter working against Marish. Marish puts it up in the traffic. Good. Hunter with a 2-point basket. Just like that, AIB back in front 60-50, a double-digit lead. North College had it down to 48-46. They pass it to Cook. Cook in the lane. Puts it up with a right hand, Cook. Jamie Cook with 4 points. North College trails 60-52. Nash, layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball, pressing the issue, doesn't have the number, stops at the free throw line, kicks it over to Bone. Bone comes back over to Cook. Cook to Blount, layup good. Robin Blount with a two-point basket. Dort College back to within six at 60-54. Nash with the basketball working against Blount. Nash feeds it underneath. Kaufman. Kaufman, left-handed hook, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma ahead to Marish. Marish lobs it over the top. Blount. Blount, layup good. Robin Blount with a two-point basket. Dort College on a 6-0 run. They've cut the lead down to 60-56. And that's where we stand as AIB calls a timeout with 9:03 remaining in this basketball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from AIB in Des Moines right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Webb checks into the ballgame for AIB. AIB leading by four. Dort College on a 6-0 run. AIB called the timeout to talk things over. Nash with it. Nash into the front court. She passes right side to Hansen. Hansen back over to Nash. Nash, three, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Jelsma. Jelsma, right side, Cruz. Cruz into the corner. Nothing there. Swinging around left side. Cook. Cook gets around one player. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders have cut it down to 60-58 on an 8-0 run. Nash with the basketball. Nash goes back to Hansen. Hansen on the right wing. Out front, Webb. Webb with the basketball. Webb to Jones. Jones misses, no good. Rebound taken away by Nash. Nash put back good, and she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Nash with an opportunity at the three-point play. 62-58. Nash getting the missed shot from Jones. Jones missed everything from about 15 feet on the right wing. Nash trying to complete the three-point play, and she does. 63-58. College by five. Down by five, I should say. Pass goes right wing. AIB on defense. Bone. Bone to the free throw line. Back to Cruz. Cruz comes back over to Cook. Cook looking underneath for Hulst. Hulst in traffic. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by AIB. Eagles basketball. This is Nash. Nash in between the circles. She's here on the left side. Feed at left side. Hansen. Hansen to Jones. Jones to Nash. Nash puts it on the floor. Puts it up. No good. Rebound fought for. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will check Marish and Skelhaus back in. Skelhaus brings the basketball up. Skelhaus with it, working against Nash. And lost it. Howard came away with a loose ball. Driving the other way is Nash. Nash shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz, long pass into the front court to Cook. Cook has to track it down. Fires it back over to Bowen. And we've got a foul, I believe, on the loose ball. And Dort College will be shooting a 1-1. Foul's charged to AIB. That foul's going to go on Megan Howard, her second. 63-58, Dort College. Down by five. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Danelle Bone. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Bone. She's got another one on the way. 7:19 left. Free throw by Bone is up and good. So Danelle Bone makes them both. She's now 5 for 6 from the free throw line. And the defenders trail 63-60. Nash with the basketball. Nash to Hansen, comes around over to Kaufman. Kaufman looking down low for Howard in the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by the defenders. It'll be AIB basketball. Throwing it in on the sideline, AIB. Eagles throwing it in. They get the ball inbounded to Nash. Dort College showing a zone defense. They go middle of the floor to Jones. Jones to Nash. Six to shoot. Kick out pass. Shot on the way. No good from the perimeter. Rebound taken away by the defenders on the missed shot by Hansen. Skelhas tries to pass it off, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Howard. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Just to the baseline side of the Dort College bench area. Cruz gets it inbounded to Skelhas. Dort College trying to cut it down to a one-point game with a two-pointer. They can tie it with a three. Marish drives into the lane, lays it up with the right hand. Could. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. She's got 20, and the defenders are back to within one at 63-62. Nash with the basketball. Round the horn they go. Howard, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders, and Skelhas, 6:20 remaining. Skelhas into the front court. Skelhas goes over to Cook. Cook, ball fake, drives in, dumps it off for Marish. Marish puts it up, shot is good. Off-balance shot by Elise Marish. She's got 22, and the defenders lead 64-63. Their first lead since it was 2-0. 6 minutes remaining in this contest. AIB basketball, they go over to Howard. Howard with the ball. Kaufman, Nash. Nash goes right side. Hansen. Jones, off-balance shot, gets her own rebound back, puts it up, puts it down, and she is fouled on the play. Jones will go to the free throw line to try for the three-point play opportunity. AIB back in front, 65-64, pending the free throw. The free throw, that foul charge to Dort College and Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for her fourth personal. Cook will check out. Van Dyke will check in. So now you swap one player with four fouls for another with four fouls. Free throw is up. Free throw missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Dort College trails 65-64. Pass to Cruz. Cruz dumps it underneath Marish. Marish puts it up, and she is fouled on the play by Howard. That's foul number three on her. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Marish, 8 for 9 from the free throw line so far. No, 9 for 10. And now 10 of 11. She's got another one on the way. She ties it up at 65 all. A second free throw on the way for Marish. 5:37 left to play. This one's up. Band down as well. Marish makes them both. Marish with 22 by my count. 24 up on the board. Well, 24 would be accurate. Just did a double check on my sheet. Free throw line jumper by Hunter is good. Hunter with 10 off of the bench. Right at her season average. Dort College trails 67-66. Cruz driving the other way. Layup good. Kim Cruz with the two-point basket. She's got four. Dort College retakes the lead at 68-67 as the two teams swap buckets. Picking up the basketball is Nash. Nash goes to Hunter. Hunter to the cutter. Shot is good. Two-point basket by Hansen, and all of a sudden neither team can miss. Dort College leading, trailing 69-68. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke comes back right side. They feed it over to Cruz. Cruz on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Skelhas, she'll spot up. The three-pointer, got it! Three-point basket by Jasmine Skelhas. And the Dort College defenders lead by two, 71-69. 4:30 left to play in this ballgame. AIB basketball. They pass it right side. Long two on the way. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Chance for Dort College to go up by two possessions. Long pass into the front court. Marish. Marish puts it up. Pump the hoop, and she is fouled. Elise Marish beating a path down the right side of the floor. Getting the bucket. Getting fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Tanya Kaufman is whistled for the personal, her fourth. And the Dort College defenders with a chance to extend what is currently a four-point lead at 73-69. Timeout on the floor, charged to AIB. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Deputy Whalen. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Dort College leading by four. Free throws on the way when Elise Marish and the rest of the defenders break their huddle from the timeout. It's been a tough ball game for the defenders, but they've stuck with it, continuing to press the issue, and it seems like fatigue now becoming more of a problem for AIB. Elise Marish, her best offensive game for the defenders this season, and for her career, she's got 26 points, shooting for 27 here, and she makes it. Marish with 27, and the Dort College defenders lead 74-69, 4:20 remaining in this contest. Dort College with the defense now. Nash will bring it up. Nash in between the circles. She passes right side. They go Hunter. Hunter puts it up. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College into the front court trying to press the issue. Bone. Bone looking down low for Cook. And the ball is tipped and taken away by AIB and Morgan Hansen. Stolen away by Bone. Bone layup good. Bone, the crafty senior, coming up with a steal. She hung back and then was able to swipe it. Dort College leads by 7, 76-69. They get it to Hunter. Hunter, kick out pass into the corner, Howard. Howard, three, got it. Three-point basket by Howard. Howard now with 15, and the Dort College lead is 76-72, 3:30 remaining. Van Dyke, three-pointer, missed it, no good. That's probably not the shot you wanted there. Rebound taken away by AIB. Coming back the other way, the Eagles. Eagles with an opportunity to cut into the four-point lead, 3:20 remaining. Right side pass, they go to Howard. Howard, baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Dort College, you press the issue, and then if you don't have it, you use the clock. Bone driving in, tries to shovel it off for Cook, and turns it over. Cook couldn't handle the pass cleanly. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. Newman checks out of the ballgame. Cruz is back in. Marish is in. Cook is out. Dort College swapping defense for offense right now. You've got Van Dyke playing with four personal fouls as well for the defenders. Bringing the ball up is Nash. Dort College by four. 76-72. 3 minutes remaining. They go into the lane, Hunter. Hunter, leaner, tough shot, can't get it to go. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. I believe it'll be Dort College ball. It is. Dort College leads 76-72. That's with 2:59 left to play in this game. Into the front court is Skelhaus. Skelhaus, left side pass, Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Cruz over to Bone, Bone, right corner, Skelhaus. Skelhaus jumper, 17-footer, knock it down, Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus with five. Dort College leads 78-72. 2:35 and counting. They pass the right side, Kaufman. Kaufman gives it up, Howard. Howard cut off, shoves it back outside to Hansen. Hansen over to Nash. Nash, three, got it. Jonica Nash with the three-pointer, her second of the ballgame. Dort College leads 78-75. The lead has been cut in half. With the pass left side over to Cruz. Dort College leading by a possession. Cruz with the basketball down to the baseline. Reverses it. Tries to reverse it outside for Marish. Marish shovels it outside. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor. Driving in. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on AI. Dort College will shoot free throws. Foul's going to go on AIB and Tanya Kaufman, and I believe that's it for Kaufman. Kaufman fouls out with 2:02 remaining. She will leave with 4 points. And free throws on the way now for Van Dyke. Van Dyke with 14 unofficially. Beg your pardon, 13. Now 14. Another free throw on the way. Skelhaus is out. Jelsma is in. Dort College leads should be 79-75. They haven't put the point up on the board yet. Now they get the point up on the board. Dort College leading by two possessions, 79-75, 2:02 remaining in regulation. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke. Van Dyke's free throw is up and through. So Dort College taking advantage of their trips to the free throw line here in the second half. Van Dyke, 7 of 8 for the ballgame, 4 for 4 in the second half. Dort College up 80-75. With a basketball out front, Nash. They get it to Jones, kick out pass, Nash, Nash off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped, and now we've got a foul called on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Van Dyke, and that's number five on her. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the personal, and that's going to be five on Kara Van Dyke. So with 1:45 remaining, Dort College will lose Van Dyke to fouls. 15 points. She'll be disqualified. Jamie Cook will check in. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Cruz, Jelsma, Bone, Marish, and Cook. Two free throws coming for Megan Howard. First free throw is up and good by Howard. 17 for Howard. She's got another one coming, trying to make it a three-point ball game. This one out of the deep knee bend. It's off the iron and down. Howard makes both free throws. Dort College leads 80-77. Into the front court with the basketball is Jamie Cook. Cook goes left side, Cruz. Cruz trying to dump it underneath for Marish, and it's tapped away by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Jamie Cook. Cook goes over the top to Marish. Marish posting up Cook. Cook back outside Jelsma. 18 to shoot for the defenders. Dort College by three. They go over to Cook. Cook looking down low for Marish. Back outside Bowen. Bowen right side to Jelsma. Jelsma kick out pass. Cruz. Cruz three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound though taken down by Cook. Cook back over to Cruz. Cruz to Bowen. Bowen with the basketball. Dort College will use more clock. They get it inside to Marish, and we have a timeout charge to Dort College, I believe. A timeout charge to the defenders. They call a timeout before Dort College was able to get the ball into the lane, so AIB will set their defense. Dort College calling a timeout. They want to preserve the possession and get a set play out of this. 1:12 remaining. Both teams in the double bonus. Both teams have lost a player to fouls already as well. Dort College has the 80-77 lead. And the basketball when we resume play. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000 and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web, teamrealtysc.com, or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Dort College inbounding, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Cook. Cook throws it in over the top, gets it in to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Bone, 20 seconds on the shot clock. 109 remaining in this game. Three-pointer, Bone got it! Three-point basket by Danelle Bone. Her second of the ball game. She's got 13. Hunter, layup, right hand, good. So Hunter answering with a two. So Dort College led moments ago, 83-77. They lead now 83-79. Under a minute left to play in regulation. Cross-court pass, tipped. Cruz comes up with it. Both teams are in the double bonus. Cruz comes back over to Cook. Cook over to Skelhaus. It's taken away. Here comes AIB driving in with a left hand. Layup is good. It's 83-81. Dort College up by two. 37 seconds left to go in this contest. Skelhaus passes over to Cruz. Cruz with basketball back over to Cook. Cook to Marish. Marish puts it up. Will they count it? No. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She can make it a two-possession ball game with a pair of free throws here. 27.3 seconds remaining. Foul charge to Morgan Hansen. And they have five up on the board for Hansen. First free throw by Marish is up and good. Can make it a two-possession ball game here. 27.3 seconds remaining. Marish free throw is good. Marish makes them both, and the Dort College defenders will have a chance to talk it over as AIB calls a timeout with 27.3 seconds remaining as Elise Marish makes both free throws. Tonight, Marish with a career high. She had 12 points in the first half, 29 points for the ball game, and she has made all but one of her free throw attempts. She is 12 for 13 from the free throw line, and she gives Door College a two-possession lead with 27.3 seconds remaining. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Plenty of time left. Now the question for AIB is, do you attack the hoop and try to get a quick two and then either try for a turnover or commit a foul? Well, you need two possessions, so you may as well go hard to the basket. AIB bringing it up. This is Nash. Nash with it on the left side, dribbles it off of her foot, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball, so Dort College will get the basketball back, and they'll have an opportunity to play keep away, and they'll probably have to shoot some more free throws. Cook looking to inbound, gets it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus of the basketball, and a hand check called on Shelby Cooper. And Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Skelhaus with 5 points, all in the second half. She's shooting two here with an opportunity to put Dort College up six. First free throw by Skelhaus is good. 6 points for Skelhaus, all in the second half. Another free throw on the way for Skelhaus. This one's up and good as well, 87-81. Dort College trailed at 1 point in this second half, 60-50. That was at about the midpoint of the second half of play. Howard into the corner. Her three-pointer is good. 12.3 seconds left. Howard makes it a three-point ball game. And now AIB wants a timeout. Dort College leads 87-84. 12.3 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Des Moines right after this. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out. AIB, I believe, is out of timeouts. Throwing it in will be Jamie Cook. Cook looking, gets it into Marish. Marish with the basketball on the backcourt. Playing keep away, throws it over to Bone, and Marish is fouled with 9.8 seconds remaining, and Elise Marish with a chance to salt this one away. That foul is charged to Megan Howard, and that's her fourth. Marish with two free throws. So far tonight, Marish with 29. First free throw is up and good. That should do it. Dort College will go up by two possessions. Cruz is in. Jelsma checks out. 9.8 remaining. This one's up, and Marish makes them both. Dort College leads 89-84. Just don't commit a foul here. Nash into the front court. Nash passes left side back over to Hunter. Hunter three, missed it, no good. That's the ball game. Dort College comes away with a hard-fought 89-84 win. Dort College outscores AIB 39-24 over the final 10 minutes of play to score the victory tonight by a final of 89-84. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious over the AIB Eagles this evening, 89-84, and Coach Craig Steensman has joined me up in the press box, and that was hard work tonight, Coach.
Yeah, it was hard work, and we had to sit there and watch them shoot a bunch of free throws, and that's never fun, but maybe we learned our lesson about, you know, just being able to stop individually, which is what we've been working on the last week, but it just didn't seem like it tonight. They got to the foul line much too often for us.
Especially in the first half, they held the lead. They controlled the tempo. It just seemed like everything you did was hard work, and not much of it worked in the first half. I believe you shot 0 of 12 or something like that from the three-point line. but you're only down, what, 9 points at halftime and feeling like you don't play well, sometimes that can be a pretty good feeling to be that close after playing what you feel is poorly.
Right. I thought, you know, we had good looks. We had 12, what I thought was 12 good looks at the hoop, and just we were 0 for 12. We didn't make any. And so you have to do other things. And Elise and Jamie and Kara kind of came through in the second half, getting baskets inside, getting to the foul line. And, you know, we really don't want to have to just guard the lane only. But when you're going to give a foul anytime it's a touch or a bump, that just makes it harder to play. And, you know, I thought we adjusted and did a better job the second half. It was a good gut check for us, and the seniors, they didn't really, you know, they knew that halftime. We haven't played well, but we have a whole half to go, and, you know, our goal going out there was just to make the most of the second half, just make it last, keep pushing the ball, and keep doing everything we could to try to make the game longer and extend the game. And, you know, I think that we did a great job of that. I thought Danelle played excellent defensively for us. Jasmine stepped in and helped us out at the end there, you know, and made some shots. And that was good to see, too, in her first game of the year.
You're down 60-50 at about the midpoint of the second half. All you needed was just a little run, though, it seemed like, just to get going and get some confidence. And you had three buckets in a row, and all of a sudden it's from 10-4, and it's like, okay, here we go.
Right. We kind of went to a zone and just said everybody has to guard the lane, all five people in the paint, and make them shoot it. Whatever happens from there on, but we cannot live with what's happened the first 30 minutes. So we said, you are going to make them shoot it. And they made a bunch of shots from there on out, but it was better because on misses, we could transition. And I think that was the difference in the game, that being in the zone allowed us to get defensive boards and allowed us to get out in transition. And I think, you know, every player that we had ran the floor pretty hard, and that pays off in the end. You know, I think our conditioning was better than them. I think that paid off at the end of the game for us.
12 turnovers in the first half. You end up with 6, was on the official stats, so 6 in the second half. That's much better. And Elise Marish, 31 points. You needed all of them tonight.
Wow, I had no idea. I thought she had got to 20. But, you know, she's a very, very good player. She's good at attacking the basket from 15 feet, from 12 feet, on the baseline as well. And so we needed every one of those tonight. You know, we're a very, very good free throw shooting team. I feel like Kara's at 90%, and, you know, Jamie, Elise, Danelle, Jessica, they can all shoot them very well. So that's good to see. 16 free throws from Elise, it was excellent.
71 free throws between the two teams. You go 31 of 35, AIB, 26 of 36. 4 of 23 on three-pointers. Is that 23 three-pointers a little high for your liking, or on a night like tonight, what do you think?
I think it's a little high, but, you know, that they really, really doubled hard, Jamie and Elise, and really forced them to kick it out. They even started two people down there on them, and then you really are, you know, you have 30 seconds, so if you swing the ball twice and you kick it out, you have to do something. And so I didn't think we took that many bad threes, maybe a couple early ones that were forced. But, you know, for the most part, I thought we in the second half were taking what they were giving us.
Midland on Saturday, end of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season, and you don't want to say these games don't matter, but really the way things are set up in the NAI, that conference season carries a ton of importance.
Right. These games do matter if you lose, because then you don't have the right amount of wins at the end of the season, I feel like. But you're right. Everything is going to be on these next 20 games of GPAC basketball, and you've got to win as many. Every night you just got to try to win every single game you can. And, you know, we'll be ready to go at Midland on Saturday, and it should be a lot of fun.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping up.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. Let's take a look at the numbers. The Dort College defenders end up 27 of 66 from the floor, 40.9%, 4 for 23 on threes, 17.4%, 31 of 35 on free throws, 88.6%. AIB 27 of 68 from the floor, 39.7%, 4 for 12 on threes, 33.3%, 26 of 36 on free throws, 72.2%. Dort College held a 52-37 rebounding advantage. Dort College turned it over 18 times. AIB turned it over 13 times. The Dort College defenders were led tonight by Elise Marish with 31 points. It was 8 of 10 from the floor, 15 of 16 on free throws. Kara Van Dyke, 15 points. She was hampered by foul trouble most of the night. She played 24 minutes. 4 of 12 from the floor, 7 of 7 on free throws. Jamie Cook, 11 points. I beg your pardon. I was looking at rebounds there. 13 points for Danelle Bone. She had 13 points, 2 for 8 from the 3-point line, 3 for 10 overall, 5 for 6 on free throws. Jasmine Skelhaus, 7 second-half points. Micah Holst and Jamie Cook with 6 points each. Kim Cruz with 4. Robin Blount with 4. For AIB, Megan Howard had 23. Jonica Nash had 7. Kristen Jones had... Let's try that again. Jonica Nash had 17. Kristen Jones had 14. 12 for Ariel Hunter off the bench. 10 for Morgan Hansen. 4 each for Tanya Kaufman and Shelby Cooper. Rebounding, Kira Van Dyke had a double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. Jamie Cook had 11 rebounds. Elise Marish had 9 rebounds to go along with her 31 points. 4 points for Jessica Jelsma. 4 rebounds, I should say. I got to get these things figured out. For AIB, 7 rebounds for Nash and Jones, 4 for Hunter, 4 for Kaufman. AIB's Jonica Nash had 5 assists. Megan Howard had 4. Dort College got 3 assists from Jamie Cook, 2 from Kim Cruz, and 2 from Elise Marish, 2 steals for Danelle Bone. Dort College improves to 4-1. AIB falls to 3-2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the pregame show for the Dort College versus AIB men's contest. This has been the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.